Welcome to your weekly matinee. Tag, you're in. My name is Philip. I'm one of your hosts. Today we're talking about Tag.
I'm Nate. I'm another one of your hosts.
I'm Matt, and a nice opening there. Clever joke.
I just love how you get more and more excited every week when you say,
hello! Episode 50. Episode 50 is going to be, hello and welcome to your weekly matinee.
Please, no.
I'm just keeping the energy level
I'm going to do it next week.
I'm just going to get a megaphone out.
Hello. Welcome to your weekly matinee.
I'm just going
to
whisper it and be like,
We're talking about tag today.
Alright.
What do we start with? Negatives?
Negatives.
I always forget.
We're like how many episodes in?
This will be our sixth episode with this format.
With the new format.
Yeah.
Unprofessional, Phil.
Tag.
I don't know. I'm trying to run a successful stream, you know.
Strum. He's got a strum, guys. He's got a
strum.
Twitch.tv.
Heaven forbid you miss a stream, so we gotta go now.
We're not plugging you.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, negatives. The Tag, we're talking about Tag. That's an excellent movie. Ed Helms, John Hamm.
I thought it was, nah.
Really?
Fine.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy Renner,
John Hamm, Ed Helms,
Hannibal Buress. I love Hannibal Buress. Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
Mark Hamill.
Leslie Bibb.
Carrie Fisher.
With your host, Steve Martin.
Isn't that Leslie Bibb?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night. Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan.
All right, guys. So, Matt, you clearly are the one that disliked it the most. So, what do you think?
So, Matt
like,
hated this movie.
Yeah, Matt
oh, yeah,
hated
sucks.
This movie.
It's the worst movie ever made.
All right, so let's give our backgrounds on it. Me and Matt went to go see this in the theaters. This is Phil's first time watching it, and me and Matt loved it in the theaters.
Do you re-watch
I watched it again, and
I
still
loved
it.
I rewatched it this morning.
I still loved it, and Matt watched it again. He apparently hated it.
Right. All right,
Matt, why don't you like this movie?
A lot of the time, it's just needlessly raunchy, and a lot of the characters are just kind of boring.
I never really got raunchy from this movie.
Yeah.
I never, I've seen a lot worse.
Also, you know? I feel like you're kind of giving a comedy BS for being a comedy.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like,
comedies are
like, oh, there wasn't any intelligent humor in it. Like,
that wasn't I don't think that was.
I'm not
no,
saying,
I know, but like,
I'm not,
like
I'm not
raunchy.
Saying, no, I mean, like,
I'm not saying raunchy's bad. I'm just saying, like,
well, you brought it up during the negatives, Matt.
No, I said needlessly.
well, give us an example. I don't think there was a whole lot of raunchiness in this movie.
And any that there
really
was warranted.
All right, Matt, why don't you like this movie? Give us a reason.
Stop looping around.
During one of the scenes where they're trying to get Jerry in his house.
Yeah.
And then it's just a bunch of juvenile humor where he punches Ed Helms' ass.
Yeah.
Like,
that wasn't in the house.
That was at the wedding place.
Yeah, that was at the venue.
The wedding place, yeah. The venue, but
I thought you were going to talk about when he was going to come on the teddy bear.
That's another one where he was about to masturbate.
Yeah, but those are the only two situations.
Also, I don't think the ass punching was put.
That was not raunchy.
Yeah.
It was just more juvenile.
This movie was. It was about childhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's about being...
It's supposed to be.
It's a game of tag that they're playing as adults. You know what I mean? Like, they're supposed to be children in this sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And about the characters, like, maybe they're a little underdeveloped, but, like, you have to think about the kind of movie you're watching.
I also feel like their development isn't the point.
Yeah,
the issue wasn't with
yeah.
the development. The issue was just that they're not, like, interesting or fun.
Yeah,
like,
but
I'm
I feel
not saying
like
developed. It's just...
But I feel like for a character to be interesting and fun, it's sort of implied that they have to grow.
Like, this movie wasn't a movie of subtlety. You know what I mean? We have all of our immediate characterizations. We have one of the anxiety-ridden, depressed friends.
Weed
we have
bro.
The weed bro. We have our businessman.
Yeah.
We have our
arrogant
house dad.
Stoner.
Arrogant, smart guy. Weed bro.
We have our house dad.
Unconfident guy.
Our jock.
And then the, like...
You know what I mean? Like
quintessential black guy.
That's
what it was.
It was an anxiety.
He's
just
the,
like
he's the token guy. Okay?
No,
have, like,
because the anxiety
he's the depressed,
and unsureness
the anxiety
was
anxiety depressed guy.
Yeah, well,
what was his name?
Hannibal Buress's guy. His name?
Hannibal Buress is the actor's name. I don't remember what his name was in the movie. I don't remember anyone's name in the movie.
The one who gets cancer.
Oh, Ed Helms.
Oh, Ed Helms.
I don't remember anyone's name in the movie.
Oh, his character was like the unsure one.
He's like the really dorky.
Unsure?
Yes, because he's like it's even pointed out in the movie. By the way,
I never get him as unsure.
It is explicitly stated in the film.
When?
During the AA scene.
What? What does he say?
Jeremy Renner's character is like, he's got a good shot at me, and if it weren't for his unconfidence, he'd be able to get me.
Oh, well, I mean, that's just, like, one part of his character.
No, but it's sort of strewn throughout the film.
Sort of. Not as much.
More than the other guy.
But, like, back to Matt's point, like, these characters are very straightforward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have our very immediately one-dimensional characterization type.
Well, that's because it makes comedy easy. It's hard to write comedy for a character that's also developing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not exactly that. I mean, it's hard, but...
It's harder than the writers of this movie needed it to
then
be.
Then think about how many characters we have. Like, no one in this was going into this movie thinking they were going to make this impactful story. You know what I mean?
And I guess it's not supposed to be anything deep. It's just supposed to be a fun, silly... comedy, but I feel like even like the slapstick I felt was kind of weak.
What slapstick?
Like the ass punching. Which, like, by the way, great slapstick.
I'll give credit to the sound team, I guess, for making it look like it actually hurts.
What?
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, but I feel like that's more visual effects side.
Yeah.
Because they were really giving the impact.
I don't know. On both those points, raunchy and characters, I felt like the movie was exactly what it needed to be. You know what I mean? Like,
archetypes. It wasn't claiming to be something it wasn't.
Exactly.
I feel, at least.
You know what I mean? Like, and honestly, I've seen movies that are way more needlessly raunchy.
Like,
Than that movie.
Like, Adam Sandler's in it.
Like, I guess another example would be, like, when
Adam Sandler's saying. What Adam Sandler movie?
Is it Grown Ups? Seen Grown Ups?
I've seen Grown Ups. I don't remember that one being raunchy.
No, I'm trying to think of a movie Sandler was in.
While you're thinking of that, I'll bring up another scene like Hannibal Buress is talking to his therapist.
Eight Crazy Nights?
What? Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler's Adam Sandler's animated Hanukkah movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a joke, Nate.
I've never seen
or
that before.
Deer lick a dude covered in crap.
Right. Kicking and screaming.
That wasn't Sam. That wasn't Adam Sandler.
That was Will Ferrell. But that was an amazing movie.
They're basically the same.
No.
They're the same
How dare
person.
You? Will Ferrell is
They're in the
much
same
different.
Camp. They're in the same
they're
camp.
They're in the same camp, but they're
That's
different.
Why they're the same.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, in the scene where Hannibal Buress is talking to his therapist to bring up his penis.
Well, that goes back to juvenile. Like, I never thought that was raunchy. I just felt like that
yeah,
was very
I guess
childish.
Juvenile is the better word to use. I feel like I should have said that, and it just didn't really work for me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it worked for me because I kind of was going in with knowing that this was a very movie that was centered about
children
going back to childhood, pretty much like remembering what it was like to be a kid.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Because, like, the concept of this movie is really cool. I would love to try to do something like that.
Set it up with a couple friends.
Yeah. Like,
that would
like,
be cool.
Like, just a month is
set
tag.
Out for
it's
fun,
yeah.
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 Like, go about your normal business, but...
Yeah. It would be cool.
It would be very cool.
It's funny. Because, like, this movie is based off of a true story. Loosely based.
Yeah. It's based off the concept is the same, but the
whole story
is completely made up.
Dude, speaking of which, those wholesome clips during the credits.
The end, yeah.
It's so cute.
I love it.
That was really great.
Honestly, I just love this movie because it's just a very nice palette cleanser. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
It's so
I'm still
fun.
On the clips. I love
clips.
They
were
I love
very
just
cute.
Like I just love like you can see like the genuine smile on the guy's face is when he's like he takes like the mascot helmet off he's like so happy.
They're having so much fun.
I like when they're like dressing up.
Yeah,
and, like disguises.
Well, like the better. Old woman outfit was taken directly
in the movie.
It's funny that they actually worked though. You know what I mean? Like in those situations, it's funny.
It's a very humorous concept.
Yeah,
and I like the concept like you could argue is like. Oh, tag for 1 month straight with adults, but it's not. The concept is that having an article written about it, because that article is real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
And that's what that movie is based on.
Mm-hmm. So, do we have any other negatives?
I want to find that article. Bad, actually.
Is it New York Times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Matt, were you the only one that really had negatives?
Yeah.
Well, I have a negative.
Well, I mean...
The one that we all agree on.
Yeah, I think we all can...
Literally, I think the whole cancer thing could have been fixed if, like, just earlier in the movie, they had a scene where it was him and his wife, and she was just like, when are you going
to
tell them?
They used the Chekhov's gun rule. Like, are you familiar with Chekhov's gun?
Yeah, place a gun in Act 1, use it by Act 3 or whatever.
Yeah, but they didn't put it in Act 1.
Yeah, they just used it in Act 3.
Yeah,
like, if the movie had opened with him in a doctor's office...
I feel like that would have been too on the nose.
It would have been too on the nose, probably. But if they had opened it in the sense of us knowing he has...
Just a little throwaway line, that's all they needed.
If they had opened it with a sense of that we know he has cancer and that he may die, maybe that would have fixed...
No, I don't even think it should be like he has cancer. It should be like... He's hiding something.
What, he's just hiding something?
Yeah, that's why I think
we kind of get that sense, though.
I don't.
Throughout the movie.
I think...
Isla Fisher is very concerned for him throughout a lot of the movie. In certain scenes, she, like, goes to him as, like, are you okay, you know?
Well, that's just being
human. It's
just
a wife being supportive of...
I think if it was...
I know, but it's more so husband. Like...
I think literally the line, like, when are you going to tell them, is important. Like, don't say, like, what he's hiding. Just, like... Oh, he has a big secret. Like, there's a reason he's getting them all together other than playing tag kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like it should have been introduced earlier. It was just too much of a, you know, like, it was a screenwriter's tactic. You know what I mean? It's like one of the lazier ways to introduce drama into a film is just by throwing in, someone has cancer, or someone's dying, or something happened, you
someone
know?
Has the bad disease.
It's exactly. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, take a really great example of this is The Big Sick, you know? Like... The whole movie is based around his girlfriend getting sick, you know what I mean? Which is a very just random thing, but it's done so well in The Big Sick, you know what I mean? It's very different from Tag, that is like, it's just randomly.
Another movie that's also inspired by a real story, right?
Yeah, The Big Sick is based off of Camille Nanciani's life.
Go ahead.
Can I also just say? So, you were saying before about this movie, like, it doesn't take itself seriously, it's very cartoony and juvenile. So, I feel like there was a bit of a missed opportunity here. So, before they go to the wedding, they tell Jake Johnson, the weed bro guy, asks John Hamm if he could borrow a tie, and only a tie.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
How funny would it have been if he just showed up in his casual clothing
and just a tie.
Like, how hilarious would that be?
I thought you were going to say just the tie.
No, not just the tie. Like, his casual clothing, like his hoodie and everything, but including a tie.
That's
honestly, I know a few people who would do that.
You made me think of another part between that guy and John Hamm. How that was honestly one of my only other negatives. The cancer part, and which was random, and the two John Hamm's battle with Jake Johnson over the girlfriend.
I get why they did that, because
I get it.
Jeremy Renner invited her so that intentionally to throw them off.
I completely get it, but
my
issue
is that they
keep random.
Shoving her
exactly.
into the plot.
Yeah, she really served no purpose past that scene.
Like it would have been fine just to have her in that scene, and then they kept shoving her into the movie, and that's when it got annoying.
It just served no purpose, and it was a little random. Which once again, I could see from a screenwriting perspective that this was just kind of like a random fun movie.
They tried to have a
that brought back things from childhood.
Yeah.
I really, really like towards the beginning and like middle, they have like one to introduce what's her name? She's in Parks and Rec. What's her name?
The girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I forget her name. She was in The Office.
Her actress.
Yeah, she was in
Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec, right? She was in the
Yeah, she played
She's also on that Steve Carell show. I forget.
Who did she play in Parks and Rec?
Wait,
Anne? Yeah, she played Anne. Anne Perkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they introduced her character, they had like a little like flashback, almost documentary looking kind of thing. I really liked those. I thought those were really charming.
Like the little flashbacks, like when Ed Helms finds Hannibal Buress in the car. You know what I mean? I did love the flashbacks. And honestly, like, we're still on negatives, right?
I don't know, man.
All right, like, any other negatives we want to get out?
I guess like. The whole like metaphor with Jeremy Renner's character, the hammering, because he's like the only one who hasn't been tagged, and like he's avoiding them, and like he didn't invite them to the wedding, like hasn't kept in touch with them, like he's avoiding them both in the game and in real life. Do you get it yet?
Yeah, but once again, this movie isn't subtle.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, in like
get, you're blaming a comedy for being a comedy, for being a comedy first.
Yeah, yeah. I
and like see, a story I
super,
second.
I super liked that theme because it was just sort of like it was so childish. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you how this movie came about? Somebody sat down and was like, "Hey, that tag article is really cool. We should write a movie about adults playing tag
and have them have fun with
what,
it."
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like what's the concept there? Like that's as far as they got, mm-hmm. basically.
Mm-hmm. I think they knew going in that this was just gonna be a fun movie. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like yeah. They were just like, "All right, let's just."
I want to write a serious version of this movie.
I think this movie was from the writer of Hall Pass.
Like. I wouldn't have such an issue with how they had to develop the characters, but the thing is, the movie keeps taking, like, breaks in between, like, all the funny
all the action moments. To...
So, like, and the characters have, like, conversations that aren't necessarily funny. So, like, the movie's clearly trying to...
I don't know about that. Like, develop the characters?
Like, not heavily, but not, like, this a big art film, but... Like, you can clearly tell they're trying to give some bit of depth in there. Like, a little bit.
They're giving us heavy-handed flashbacks, but I don't think that's necessarily they're ever like, man, I want you to care about these characters so much. You know what I mean? Which I do grow to by the end of the movie. I care about them, in a
yeah,
sense.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, but, like, it was through the heavy-handedness that I began to care about them. It's the same way in, like... Expendables, which is, to me, I love that movie, but like a lot of people would consider it not a great movie.
Never seen it.
I care about those characters so much by the end of it, even though they're extremely heavy-handedly created. You know what I mean?
You might say they're expendable.
Get out.
That wasn't... Well,
get out.
It was excellent.
Get out.
No.
We had one rule.
No puns.
What was the rule?
No puns.
No puns.
I cannot go with no puns. I can't do that.
All right,
you
so
can leave the podcast.
So Matt, you just have an issue with the characters and the way they were developed, pretty much.
I guess if you want to put it that way, my issue is that I wouldn't have an issue with how they developed if the movie didn't spend so much time with it. Which that's just from my point of view.
Speaking of taking so much time with it, when this movie was being marketed, I remember they like really pushed Jeremy Renner,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, he was in it.
Cause
he's but,
a,
like,
he
they pushed
a big part.
They pushed him as if he was the
like
part.
A prominent
role. He was,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They pushed him as if he was the star. And I assume that was in his contract, mm-hmm. honestly. But, like, when you get to the movie, like, I sat down thinking, like, oh, this is going to
yeah,
be really...
Watch Jeremy Renner.
Yeah,
Jeremy Renner
I thought... Because, like, when you put this movie on the list, I was like, oh, it's Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, like, nowhere near the star. He's, like... Like,
yeah, he's
barely
in it.
Yeah, he's a supporting character.
Let's just point
Which
out
I,
that.
I get why they did that, because he's such a big actor.
Oh, yeah.
In however many Marvel movies, he never got injured. But in Tag, he broke both arms. And they had he broke both of his arms, and they had to use CGI.
Oh, during the film.
Throughout the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not doing that
Poor
much
guy.
In Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Oof. That's a burn.
He's not, though.
That's a burn.
I love
That's
Hawkeye.
That's a straight burn. Oh, we love you, Jeremy Renner.
Hawkeye was my favorite character in the first Avengers movie.
At least
when
like
I was young.
At least
when
I
young.
Love you, Jeremy Renner. I'm not sure about Phil. Phil.
I love him.
I literally just said. So, Matt, do you want to, like, I guess, move it towards positives?
Okay, so for all this movie's... For all I've been saying about it, for all I've been ragging on, so easily
ragging.
Funniest part about this movie... Isla Fisher. She was hilarious.
She was the, like, overly
yeah, yeah.
into it,
yeah.
you know? Dude, just, she was my least favorite part.
Really?
Yeah. I just kept thinking, like, oh, come on, shut up.
I just love
it was so annoying to me.
She kept that movie afloat for me.
Oh, I don't think kept afloat, but I actually think she was a highlight
Jeremy
of
Renner
the movie.
Is the best part of this movie, in my opinion. I love, like, hearing his inner monologue about, like... Like, oh, this is what is happening here.
Yeah, the whole scene where they're all giving an inner thoughts.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That was actually my favorite scene.
For me, honestly, no one person kept it afloat, but
I just loved everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was the entire team kept it afloat.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeremy Renner was
I
my
just
favorite.
Jeremy Renner,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him in general. I think
mm-hmm.
he's
yeah,
really,
I like
he's a really charming actor.
He was the only reason why I liked The Bourne Identity.
Didn't say it.
It's an entertaining movie. It's some pretty cool scenes. Honestly, my favorite part don't know. I just love this movie as a whole. But honestly, the soundtrack. I love the soundtrack of this movie.
I like during the credits,
the
they're
credits
all singing.
They're all singing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
That's really charming.
I love the whole soundtrack of the movie. Like running back in the day. I love back
there was
in
like
the
a
day.
Wasn't. Am I thinking of something else? There was like a Gangster's Paradise thing, wasn't there?
No, there was no. Gangster's Paradise wasn't.
It I could have sworn there was something very close to when I was watching it, at the very least, that played it. Mm-hmm. I loved, absolutely adored the Welcome to the Jungle scene. That was so funny to me.
I think that was
Crazy Train, not Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah. check
that was a great scene, though.
You knew what I was talking about.
Check the Rhyme, I think, was in it. And Shake Your Rump. You know, Beastie Boys, Chuck Colquist.
This movie was very charming.
Mm-hmm. Very charming.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't like it, Matt.
I can certainly see the charm to it. Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, Matt hated it. Honestly, I love just, like, how nice the message was, you know what I mean? It was friendship, you know what I mean? Like, that was the point of the movie, was just friends being friends and learning how to be friends again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just loved how there was, like, no unnecessary conflict, because they could have easily made, for example, John Hamm be a jerk, you know what I mean? Like, he's giving an interview. How dare you interrupt me during my interview? You know what I mean? In the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. But he actually just tries to break glass and get away, which I love, you know?
That was really charming,
There was
too.
No unnecessary drama. It was just straight up a fun movie.
Yeah, I feel like this was the first movie I've seen, comedy in a while, where I've seen, like, the characters don't all be like, fine, I don't even want to talk to you anymore. You know,
like when everyone was so, I was so happy that they made everyone so willing to play the game.
In fact, it was sort of like the opposite happened, where it was just like, yeah, like maybe it's time to just give up the game and like be adults for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when like no, that wasn't it, and I'm so happy that they did that, because the second I watched it first time in theaters, I totally thought that
the two
John Hamm was gonna be like, why am I still doing this? You know, like, why are you guys interrupting me? I'm a very important businessman. You know, how dare you interrupt me?
I don't have time for childish
exactly,
games.
But like,
I just strokes his goatee.
I just love that there was no point in this movie where like anyone was like, I don't want to be involved in this. Like, this is stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, there wasn't any point in the movie. Go ahead.
They're all having fun.
Yeah,
I was going to say, there's no point in the movie where somebody says, I don't want to be involved in this, and it doesn't feel earned.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like when Cancer Boy has
Ed Helms?
Yeah.
So I forget their names.
When he's just like, it's time to give it up, man. It's time to grow up. It's like, yeah, I see where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like a lot of their reasoning, and honestly, I guess it is a little bit of character development, flows very nicely.
They like trick us by the end of the movie into learning that there is a developed character. You know, throughout the most of the movie, we're like, oh, these are just very baseline characters. By the end of the movie, you're like, man, I've like come to learn who these guys are. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice.
It's a movie about family.
It's subtle. Like, and especially if you go in thinking this is going to be like deep in any sense, it's going to ruin the movie for you. You know what I mean? Like, if you go in expecting anything more than a comedy, but it's just, it was a nice surprise. Because, like, when I went to go see theaters, I was expecting to be watching a bad movie.
Why did you go see it, then?
I don't know. I was, like, Jonathan invited us to go see it or something.
Yeah.
And we just went. It was just going to be, I thought it was just going to be a fun movie to rag on or whatever. But it was just a legitimately fun movie, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was all because of Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the heart and soul.
He was!
He carried this movie on his back, broke his arms for it.
He was the star of this movie.
What was
That's
it?
Why his name appears at the
there was more CGI,
end of the poster.
There was more CGI used in this movie than Jurassic Park.
Was there really?
Yeah, I think that was the line. I may be completely wrong.
Was it
wrong.
For his arms?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think so.
That's actually really funny, because now I have the image of Jeremy Renner walking around Seth, like,
arms.
like this, and they have to
Can
see
you imagine
his arms.
If they did, like, the thing where, where someone else puts their own arms, and the whole time it's somebody else's arms.
That'd
honestly
be so funny.
I love the way this movie sort of...
It's a stunt double, and they CG his face on.
That's probably what they did.
They put a Snapchat filter on.
Oh, you know what?
Renner.
That is probably
they
what
probably
they did.
That's probably what they did.
Yeah.
For a
or they
of
just
it.
CGI Jeremy Renner.
Entirely.
They did it with Paul Walker.
Aww, no, they used his brother.
Yeah.
At the end of the
no, movie. There were occasional shots where they do CG Paul Walker.
Well, I mean, when...
Well, yeah, but it was...
Not for, like, yeah, not for, like, whole
But I'm pretty
scenes,
sure... I'm pretty
like,
sure when it was, like, those shots, I'm pretty sure they still had his brother in as, like, almost, like...
And his brother looks very similar to him. Yes. And they just CGI'd him to look even more like him.
Weren't they... There was discussions a little while back about bringing his character back. I thought I heard that somewhere.
I mean, maybe, but, like, I would not like that.
I'm not super into Fast and Furious, personally.
Neither
nor am I.
Seven was a good movie.
I really like some of the songs to have come out of it.
Eight sucked. Eight was horrible. Sorry, this is not the Fast Cast.
That is such a good podcast name.
Fast Cast. I'm sure people have done that.
If not, we're taking it.
No, we're just stealing the name.
We're just taking the name.
Welcome back to your Fast Cast.
Full reformatting, boys.
Yeah, but I just really liked, honestly, once again, I even said this with the When Marnie Was There podcast. Podcast.
Fastcast.
But, like, honestly, I just love the themes, you know what I mean? Like, it was a very just child, it was a very just, like, nice and happy movie, you know what I mean? There was nothing heavy. I really liked that, like, that idea of, like, being friends with your friends, you know what I mean? Like, everyone was just happy and in it.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And even, like, when... I feel like this movie really suspended reality very well because Jeremy Renner was such like a god in the movie. Like even in the mall scene,
he's very much he's like a superhero.
Flips, yeah, exactly. Like flips with the walker or whatever, and it's just like I really love how they never tried to inject like Ed Helms being like, "I hate you for not letting me tag you." It was very just like they were having a conversation while he was on the floor. You know what I mean?
Well, they're because
like
a game.
I just liked
it's a game.
There
like, no,
I liked how they kept it a game throughout the movie, mm-hmm. where they could have easily made it like a dramatic.
Or made him the villain.
Yeah, they could easily could have made the movie dramatic, but in a bad
I like
way,
how
I
they
think.
Did that. I like
yeah,
how
yeah.
they made it like a fun.
That
game.
Was another one of my favorite bits when he's very obviously won that portion,
mm-hmm.
like or that scene. They just have like a nice little chat. Like
they treat every single thing with him as of like a nice, friendly moment. Like even when he dives out the window in the beginning.
Like you okay, man?
Yeah, exactly. Like everyone was like, "Oh man, he got away." They were all just like, "Oh, this is still a game," you know. Honestly, the only part that got serious was when he was stuck in the kitchen before the wedding, and Leslie Bibb came in and was like, "I'm having a miscarriage."
Although that turned out to be fake.
Exactly, but that's my point. They tried to inject the drama-centric part into it, and then...
As a joke.
A few minutes later, then it was just kind of like, yeah, no, that was fake. Mm-hmm. And then they like went along with that. Honestly, the best line to come out of this movie is, "It's going to be a miscarriage of justice."
My favorite out-of-context line is, "I'm going to be so pissed if she doesn't have a miscarriage."
Exactly. I'm not saying you deserve a miscarriage.
I'm just saying that's what
but
you get.
But if you had a miscarriage,
it's what you get.
Welcome back to your weekly miscarriage.
It's so. Oh my goodness, that was.
Welcome back to miscast.
It was so unexpected because I totally thought they were gonna make it real in the movie.
Distasteful.
And then like when I was in theaters, I was just like, man, that is so stupidly funny. That was just awesome that they just made it fake.
I know we're past fixes, but I literally just thought
it
of this.
Doesn't matter.
So like the whole like when he dives and misses and then like oh no his cancer acts up or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
His cancer acts up.
Yeah, like I don't know what it's supposed to be.
His cancer
it flares up
chart.
A little.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, right? Yeah.
His cancer like, is off the chart.
I feel like he can't exert himself too much.
But I feel like if it had been like he was running up to tag him, if he like. There was like just one shot of him, like within, oh no, face, you know, like this is happening, uh-huh. kind of thing. Like it could have been so much better.
I just love how they did the suspended once again, the suspended reality with that scene where he like tags him and they're like hugging, and then it's just like him dive.
I thought that was the end of the movie.
Down, yeah.
I thought that was the end of the movie. I was like, oh cool,
like, tricked. Yeah, even that they could have totally added like a whole part where like Leslie Bibb is super angry with him, and like Jeremy Renner is like, "How dare you disrupt my wedding?" Like even after he passes out, they could have done. Like an angry moment, but they never do that. It's sort of like, okay, we're married, but are you okay, friend? You know. And then they lead into.
I don't like how the bride was like in on it the whole time though. Like I, It was just annoying.
She was probably the most annoying character in the movie.
But the only female character I was okay with in this movie was the reporter, honestly. I think all the other female characters are really annoying.
She was I found her to be the most boring.
She was
exactly
the most, I don't know, that was, she was a useless character. But
she was meant as the audience character.
Yeah.
She but asked the same questions that we were
asked. By the way, I would like to clarify. All for women in movies and all that, obviously. However, the women in these movies, I feel like, were so over-dramatic and overly what they were that it was almost sexist in and of itself, and that bothered me.
I never got that.
Oh, look at the woman. She's crazy.
No, I don't think they were doing that with Isla Fisher. I just took her as like a
literal. I'm not saying that was their character trait. I'm saying that's what it comes off as.
I took her as more of like an Intuit character. She's more
intense. She's very aggressive.
No, yeah, I get that. But I feel like that's sort of like...
I never took it as like a female targeted movie.
No, like, yeah, but I'm just saying
scene,
like...
You know, take care
but
of
I just feel like it's like, aha, look, she's really into it or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess mm-hmm. I guess you could draw that.
Like she treats it like a sport.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I never took this movie as, like, specifically pointing out gender differences.
No, I don't either. I'm just saying that's what it comes off as. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the movie's going out of its way to do that, but it feels like that's what it's accomplished.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
The wife also, like, in the emergency room or whatever, she's still, like... Not the wife. The bride.
Leslie Bibb.
What?
Leslie Bibb. That's her name. Whatever. I think it's her name.
I don't care.
I'll check.
Her character is just like... Like, they're like, oh, you might be the best in the country. And she's like, yeah. And it's like, dude.
It is, in fact, Leslie Bibb.
I don't have anything else to say about this movie, though. I hated it. I'm joking.
Excuse me?
I didn't hate it. I thought it was
this movie.
Average.
I will continue to watch this movie over and over again, and I will still enjoy
our
it.
Our weekly matinee score for this film... Could you imagine?
9
if we
out
had
10.
To, could you imagine if we had to score films? That would suck.
It's so arbitrary. Scoring films is so
this
arbitrary.
This movie is a 2.
I don't think you can really
a
score
2 out of
movie.
What?
You made it up to...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I mean, I guess final thoughts. I absolutely. Do you want
I'm
to?
I'm joking.
I absolutely adore this movie. I love the characters. I love the themes in the movie. I love how they. I know, shut up, don't be, they're pointing out how serious I'm being.
No, I was saying I'm going to go after you.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
I just love the whole movie as a whole. I have so much fun with it, you know what I mean? Like, especially, I'm not taking it serious at all. It's just a fun romp with a nice little message at the end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You would say that.
Well. Okay.
I'm sorry, I had that Thank joke. You. That's why I asked to go after you. No, I agree completely with what you said. If I was just like, yeah, you would say that, Matt.
Assassin.
Yeah. No, but I completely agree with what you're saying. And its message isn't heavy-handed, but it's wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it gets it across appropriately and in a fun way. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Did our podcast get in the way of your building burning down?
Is that a fire?
Yeah.
How dare
it definitely wasn't a police truck.
I don't know, it was just a truck honking.
Definitely wasn't a taxi.
Please let this be a normal future.
With the friends? No way! But like I said, I completely, pretty much agree with you on this movie.
Can you imagine a Magic School Bus movie?
Yeah, I could. I think it'd be dope.
A horror-centric?
Dude, I think that'd be dope.
It's directed by Jordan Peele.
Ari Aster. Directed by Ari Aster.
Oh, yeah.
Director of Hereditary.
Final thoughts, Matt.
I thought it had some fun moments. The tag sequences, that's some really fun slapstick. And Isla Fisher was the standout for me. But a lot of the movie just...
So you really like
Matt just hated Isle this movie.
I do like Isle of Dogs.
Oh, Isle of Dogs is such a good movie.
I was making a joke about her name.
Yeah.
Isle of Dogs
good,
is really good,
good
in
Phil.
This movie.
But the movie as a whole isn't really something I want to revisit anytime soon.
How
what,
dare
you?
You
did, though. Oh, well.
I had to.
You didn't have to.
How dare you? disrespect to this
thank
fine
you
film.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you for joining us. Go watch the movie because it is very, very good, despite what Matthew says.
Matt's
wrong.
Yeah, he's straight up wrong.
Yeah, no, I hate everything.
His opinion is wrong.
My opinion is
His opinion is false.
Make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast
and social media websites.